We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Lively viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations donates $500,000 to bring clean water to Palestinian refugees in Lebanon. In animal welfare news, the Indian state of Tamil Nadu protects the area near a bird sanctuary. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 14th, is the birthday of His Excellency Dmitry Anatolievich Medvedev, President of Russia. Born in 1965 in Leningrad, which is now St. Petersburg, His Excellency has emphasized increased public awareness of the importance of ecological protection. President Medvedev also supports enhanced use of technology to help ensure the safeguarding of the environment. In addition, His Excellency advocates energy efficiency measures and has made efforts towards reducing nuclear arms. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Dmitry Anatolievich Medvedev, for your work to improve the lives of your co-citizens. May you celebrate a wonderful birthday with loved ones.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from Dominican Republic. In late August, Hurricane Irene pummeled the north coast of the Dominican Republic as a Category 2, then a Category 3 storm, claiming at least three lives, with several missing and affecting thousands of families. Heavy rains caused rivers to overflow as over 2,000 homes were destroyed.
La situación de aquí fue, mira, que todo esto se llenó de agua, todo, todo. El agua no iba a ahogar a los niños, acostados en la cama.
Le damos gracias a Dios porque pudimos escapar.
Quedamos aislados totalmente.
Offering $15,000 for emergency needs, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed all her love and prayers as she asked that our nearby association members please go, if possible, to assist the most vulnerable. This amount could purchase $83,000 in needed supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in the Dominican Republic. With travel expenses of $2,000 reimbursed by Supreme Master Qinghai, our association's joint relief team arrived from Costa Rica and Colombia and coordinated efforts with the Dominican Republic's civil defense offices to prepare emergency food packages. Containing rice, beans, sugar, oil, pasta, corn flour, and tomato paste, the packages were delivered to 850 families in 8 communities across San Cristóbal Province, as well as 400 families in 2 previously isolated communities in Santo Domingo Province. For many, it was the first aid received after the hurricane's impact.
Que la maestra suprema quedó muy bonita en su foto y quiero agradecerla y llevarla en mi corazón siempre.
Aún estando ella tan lejos, se ha recordado de nosotros, los pobres que vivimos aquí en este territorio.
Ustedes no saben la ayuda que ustedes nos han mandado a este barrio. Es lo más necesario. Lo más necesario de muchas cosas.
¡Gracias, maestra!
¡Gracias, maestra!
¡Gracias, maestra!
¡Gracias, maestra! ¡Y que el Señor la bendiga!
We are thankful for the helpful efforts of the officials and civil defense personnel. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving assistance and for the caring work of our association's relief team, wishing all the storm-affected residents a smooth recovery to the regularity of day-to-day life as we pray that such disasters are minimized through our gentler treatment of all fellow beings on earth.
Para que entendamos.
Lives lost as floods sweep Olac or Vietnam. As of Monday, September 12th, at least four people had succumbed to flooding after prolonged rainfall inundated central regions. Another four people were injured by lightning strikes in the northeastern province of Lao Cai. Arriving in the near harvest time, the floods submerged over 70,000 hectares of rice and other crops while damaging some 1,700 homes.
The fatalities were reported in Anh Phu district of the Mekong Delta province of An Giang. More than 5,000 hectares of rice crops were affected in central Thanh Hoa province, where Tinh Nha district was hardest hit.
Local officials met to prepare relief operations.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please go, if possible, to render assistance to the most vulnerable, including the elderly and orphans with no caregivers, as she offered $15,000 for urgent needs. This amount could acquire $229,000 in emergency aid if purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in Orlac. Our appreciation, Orlacese or Vietnamese officials, for your initiatives to help the flood-stricken residents, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt support.
May heaven protect the Orlacese people as humanity's kinder, eco-balancing actions help such weather extremes subside.
Earthquakes shake Vanuatu, Indonesia, and Papua New Guinea. On Monday, September 12th, a strong temblor measuring 6.0 on the Richter scale struck off Vanuatu, 63 kilometers southwest of Port Vila. Indonesia was also rocked by a 5.1 magnitude earthquake on Monday afternoon that hit off Sulawesi, centered 108 kilometers northeast of Melongguane. On Tuesday morning, a 6.2 magnitude quake rumbled near the north coast of New Guinea in Papua New Guinea, its epicenter 48 kilometers southeast of Wewak. There were fortunately no reports of damage or injuries for any of the tremors.
With thankfulness for the safety of those in the quake-hit regions, we pray that such instabilities are quickly curbed through a gentler consideration for all life as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Buddha's sadness.
I wish to find the celestial granary to scatter over mountains and forests, so every bird can be warm and nourished. When I see them in cold, wintry days, wings and feathers all in disarray, searching for food morsels. I wish to share all the meals, nutritious and tasty, with scrawny cats in the wild, wandering and hungry, living furtively in abandoned shrines, blistering days and rainy nights, emaciated and wasting away. I sympathize with the deer and goats on rocky mountains, roaming all day, not having enough dry leaves, craggy cliffs, lonely as ancient tombs. Where can they find sweet grass and nectar stream? The heart of the saint is forever in sorrow. The vow to save the world, will it ever come to fruition? On bended knee, I awaken my faith in a creator and implore him this planet to restore.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 497. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
While service to our nation is full of glory, war itself is never glorious.
U.S. President calls for a future of peace on 9/11. Addressing the nation during a ceremony held at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. on the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy, U.S. President Barack Obama addressed the grave toll on human lives, engaging the cost of war.
2 million Americans have gone to war since 9/11. Too many will never come home. Those that do carry dark memories from distant places and the legacy of fallen friends. The sacrifices of these men and women and of our military families reminds us that the wages of war are great.
In speaking of the scheduled withdrawal of troops from countries like Iraq and Afghanistan, the president also expressed a wish to bring all soldiers home and to shift the nation's focus to achieving goals through diplomacy and respect.
But our strength is not measured in our ability to stay in these places. It comes from our commitment to leave those lands to free people and sovereign states, and our desire to move from a decade of war to a future of peace.
We sincerely appreciate your voice and vision for greater harmony with all nations, President Obama. Blessed be the efforts of leaders and citizens alike in cultivating understanding and shared respect so that peace may prevail for all beings on Earth.
South Korea to launch reunification broadcasts. Newly appointed South Korean Unification Ministry Chief Yoo Woo-ik announced plans to begin Korean language internet television and radio broadcasts starting September 26, 2011, in efforts to promote and encourage unity across North and South Korea. News reports and other materials will air on the website unitv.unikorea.go.kr, while the radio station will broadcast on uniradio.inlive.co.kr. www.kr and will include interviews with North Korean refugees. South Korean President Lee Myung-bak called for the government to prepare for reunification and has proposed a tax to support the process. Our sincere appreciation, President Lee, and the South Korean Unification Ministry for these initiatives to encourage harmony among all Koreans. May the Korean Peninsula be united in cooperation and peace.
Save Our Planet. In a report released on September 5, 2011, U.S. climate and agriculture experts expressed concern over the effects of climate change on agriculture in a nation that accounts for 50% of the global corn, 40% of soybean, and 30% of the world's wheat exports.
Save Our Planet. With desertification threatening 400 million African people, with food scarcity and forced migration, UN Convention to Combat Desertification Chief Luc Nakaja on September 9, 2011, urges for efforts to halt the process, saying that 750 million hectares of degraded land has the potential to be reclaimed for agricultural use.
Save Our Planet. China's state news agency Xinhua on September 9, 2011, reported that relentless drought since the beginning of July this year in the nation's southwestern regions has required emergency response as drinking water shortages affect some 14 million people and cause damage to the region's crops.
How are you, friends? I'm Oda the Wombat, and this is Tambi, my beautiful daughter.
We're following a low-carbon emission plant-based diet.
Would you like to hear a tip for campers?
If your top has a torn grommet, the little eyelet in the corners, here's an easy repair.
You can try finding a pebble or similar object, placing it in the corner to fix.
Fold the end up over the small rock to cover completely and tie a rope around it, forming a sack. Now it should stay secure.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Here's the weather around the globe.
The Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Singapore. At the inaugural World Leadership Conference in Singapore, young people from the Asia-Pacific region and other parts of the globe came together to learn about, discuss, and take action for a greener world. The theme of the event was environment and economics towards a low-carbon economy. Sessions during the five-day meeting included talks from experts and the working on a document by youth to submit the upcoming Rio+20 United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development. Our association members hosted a booth displaying urgent climate change information. Supreme Master Ching-Hai's vital book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, was made available free of charge, as well as SOS flyers. In addition, our association members sponsored a complimentary vegan buffet for the participants.
Food is wonderful. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
What we have to do as the youth in the Asia Pacific is that we have to take real action. You can set the green lifestyle. Be fake, go green to save the planet.
I think today's event is amazing.
Go vegan. You protect the earth.
The World Leadership Conference was supported by the U.S.-based Global Environmental Governance Project, endorsed by the United Nations Environment Program, and planned by the Environmental Challenge Organization, or Eco Singapore, a non-profit group for youth.
Thank you, Ms. Bari.
Our many thanks, all participating organizations, for your work to assist the younger generation in creating a more verdant planet. May the compassionate vegan lifestyle be adopted by all for an earthly paradise.
In humanitarian news, the United Nations donates $500,000 to bring clean water to Palestinian refugees in Lebanon. The UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, has funded the construction of three projects, which are being implemented with the collaboration of the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East. These include water wells in Mieme and El Bus camps to benefit 14,400 residents. Also, a new stormwater drainage network has been built in the Mar Elias camp in Beirut and will serve 4,700 people. Our earnest gratitude, United Nations, for your caring endeavors. May the beautiful Palestinian people flourish in health and self-sufficiency with Allah's immense blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, the area adjacent to the oldest water bird sanctuary in India is protected. We'll take a moment to give thanks to the Creator for the abundance in our lives. Stay tuned for more motivating news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, friendly news for an amicable world. In animal welfare news, the Indian state of Tamil Nadu protects the area near a bird sanctuary. The Department of Town and Country Planning has issued an ordinance halting a developer's project that was less than half a kilometer distance from the 74-acre Vedanthangala Bird Sanctuary, the oldest water avian refugee in the nation. Environmentalists have stated that conserving the adjacent land is essential for the well-being of the more than 150 species of birds inhabiting the sanctuary. A hearty salute, Tamil Nadu, for your care of exquisite feathered friends. May all winged messengers of the divine thrive in safety and happiness as humanity assumes responsible guardianship of our shared ecosphere.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Estonian entitled Student Conversation.
Kaks tudengit vestlevad omavahel. Hea meelega oleksin sündinud 1000 aastat tagasi, et olla metslane. Miks ometi? Metslase elu oli ju nii raske. Saaksin hakkama mis tahes raskustega, kui ei peaks ajalugu õppima.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching-Hai, pumpkin vegan cheese, vegan orange ice cream on Between Master and Disciples. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Good cuisine show, Tienda.
Many thanks, Supreme Master Ching-Hai, the best cooking show I have ever seen. Love, Catherine.
Sweet Tienda and Catherine, it's wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching-Hai's food preparation shows look so inviting to make and delicious to eat. Bon vegan appetit, with heaven's love and blessings.
Supreme Master Ching-Hai has a reply for you. Thank you, love, for your kind message. Bless you, bon veg piti.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May peace among all beings be the beloved anthem of our times.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
the governments of Algeria and Mali signed cooperation agreements in the areas of trade, training, scientific research, culture, communications, and information at the Joint Commission of Cooperation held between the two countries in Algeria.
Following the 42nd Pacific Islands Forum and follow-up meetings, seeking ways to support development in the island nations, China's Vice Foreign Minister Cui Jiankai pledges his country's ongoing assistance in helping them achieve sustainable goals.
The German government donates 100,000 euros in humanitarian aid consisting of water, medication, and infant nutrition to benefit the people of Libya.
Fulfilling a promise made during their last visit in October 2010, members of the U.S.-based Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra offer master classes and donate musical instruments to Cuban jazz students, concluding their visit with a joint concert held in the capital, Havana.
A team of surgeons, anesthetists, dentists, and speech therapists with the Formosa or Taiwan-based Nordoff Craniofacial Foundation travels to Mongolia to repair cleft lip and palate conditions for the less fortunate by offering free surgeries and medical care.
Sweden donates $6 million to the United Nations for a program in Liberia that promotes respect and protection for women to create secure and stable opportunities for their valued contributions to society.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.